Good afternoon, little shadows. Yes, it is an afternoon episode that I just wanted to put out there because I miss talking about my feelings. I know I can talk about my feelings with my partner, but this is like a different type of issue where I can't really get certain words out. So I'm going to do it here. Again, if you don't know who I am, hi, my name is May. Which is an alias name because I refuse to put my actual name on this platform only because it is for security purposes and reasons behind that. It gets into a different story, which I won't press any forward from there. I talk about scary things or things that people find scary or things that I just find extremely weird or that type of thing. I don't really get into a specific topic per se, but I really just talk about Reddit stories, alternate reality games that I find very interesting. And I also added a new segment into my podcast that I really didn't think was going to flourish up until recently when I did a Dungeons and Dragons recording. Which will probably be a segment that I'm going to like be more intimate about, only because I have a couple people coming over to continue a journey that we've started. It's more like a campaign that my partner started, and I'm very excited to see where it goes because, not gonna lie, my character's pretty fucking good, but like, I want to see what character she becomes. I want to see development in my character. How can I make it better? How can I make some changes? That type of thing. It's like a learning experience because I haven't really played as much as my partner has, but I'm hoping to get more immersed into that. So I'm probably going to make more episodes in the future about D&D and talking about who my character is and who I am during this whole campaign situation. Okay, now to address the elephant in the room. Where have I been? Where the fuck have I been? Yes. Now, the reason why I couldn't really talk about this to my partner was because there are things and words and emotions that really just, I can't really get out there, so I'm just going to do it here. Not that I'm pursuing this as, hey, let me reach out to a therapist for you. No, that's not what I want. It's me basically finding the words to explain how I've been feeling. A little update on myself. I am about 23, almost 24 weeks pregnant. My birthday is next month. I'm scared as fuck. tomorrow is the death anniversary of my father, who has been dead since 2005, and I can almost lose my mom. My mom doesn't talk to me, so that's been a lot. There's a lot behind that, and it broke most of my trust between friendships. Like, me and Joey don't talk anymore. Well, I'm trying to repair the friendship, but it's going to take a lot of guts, glory, blood, sweat, and tears, and a lot of emotion to break somebody down. And I ruined a relationship with Joey and Greg, so I haven't really talked to them in a hot minute. I did contact them once before saying that yes, I do want to build trust again, I do want to repair our friendship, and it's going to take a really long time. It didn't really take time when I met them first because they didn't really know me. And now that they got to know me and what a shit friend I've been in the past and all the bullshit that happened to me and me separating from the Navy, it's a lot of conflicting feelings and a lot of repairs that I still need to make, because trust is an easy thing to break, but it's a really hard gain. I have to earn that trust back between Joey and Greg and I, and it's gonna take a really long time. But I told them that they're always welcome in my house, they're always welcome to come visit, and if I do end up moving with my partner, which might happen, then they're free to come to my wedding. I would love to see them there, but if they couldn't make it, it's okay. I learned to accept that type of thing. And it doesn't mean that they don't like me anymore. It just means that they are not in a financial stability type situation where they can just book a plane ticket for them and their partners to come fly out to see a wedding. Like, there's a lot of things that I still need to think about. Apologies need to be made. There's a lot of friends that I still need to reconnect with. I've reconnected with a sum of like 4 to 5 people that I went to high school with, I went to middle school with. So that's been a lot, me reconnecting with friends, me being a shit person. There's that. But yeah, I am almost 24 weeks pregnant. I can feel him kicking. I can almost feel him dancing sometimes. The thing is, though, I've been feeling a lot of prepartum depression. I feel very anxious. I feel very paranoid, easily stressed. I'm eating fine. Like, me and eating, we have a very codependent relationship. I love to eat. But, well, I have learned about being pregnant is that not all of my favorite things are always on my mind, because not only do I need to eat, but he or my rainbow baby needs to eat as well. And I'm manifesting a boy right now. I really want a son, but my boyfriend and I don't want to know the gender of the baby until they're born. Which I'm okay with. I love a surprise. Like, I feel like with all the people that I've talked to who've had boys as, like, their first kid, it's just, like, I don't know. They've experienced a lot of things that I've experienced. But I've also talked to people who have daughters, and they're also feeling the same things that I've been feeling. So it's a lot of confusing times for me when I'm pregnant. Because at first, I'm just like, oh, I'm just getting fat. And then I feel him kicking, and I'm like, never mind, that is a child in my stomach. And the thing that I want to get into is two things. One, I really want to have a baby shower where I can familiarize my child with the people who are around me and who I can trust and all of that things, you know? I can't really have my brother because he lives 4 hours away from me, which is fine. I can come and visit anytime soon. I just really want him here so he can feel my tum-tum. My sister and I are not on good terms. I may have said a lot of things that I regret, and I really did mess up a lot. And I messed up my relationship with my sister by saying that I have all of my baby stuff taken care of. I went to a doctor, I am getting bed rest, I'm eating well. Then we started talking about college, and it got into like a really messy argument. And then it came to the fact where I'm starting to go to college and pursue a degree that I find interest in, and she's not approving of it. Like, she doesn't approve of it. So I chose, and I got accepted to Southern New Hampshire University. And they got my transcripts, they got my military transcripts, and it was like the most easiest process I've ever done in my life for college. Oh! And I told my sister that I was going to do a business administration degree for my bachelor's. Because at least I want a bachelor's in something, you know? I'm not mentally ready to be a nurse yet. Like, as of right now, I still have a lot to learn. And when it comes to my child, yes, I want to be mentally and physically and emotionally prepared for what's about to come. I know my pain tolerance. I know my body better than anybody else's. Whether it's a sibling or my parents, they don't know my body because they're not me. And I've told this to my sister multiple times. And it ended in a very explosive argument where I said something, she said something. She's like, I think we should cut ties. It was her decision to cut ties, and she doesn't want anything to do with me. She said, you can do whatever the fuck you want in your life. I just won't be in it. It was her decision. I'm giving her space. Of course, I blew up in a very explosive way, which I shouldn't have, and I'm really stupid about it. And it's just a lot because as much as I don't have my father with me to give me guidance on what to do, I also don't have my mom. She's not talking to me. She isn't well accustomed with the whole iPhone thing, but she talks to like her school friends and her coworkers and all of that stuff, but she won't talk to her own kids. The most she can do is say hi back. When I text her, I said, Mom, I miss you. Hi, Mom, how are you doing? Hi, Mom. Hi, Mommy. Because I'm her child. I'm the youngest of the bunch. I want to call her Mommy. It makes me feel like I'm still a kid again, but I'm not. I'm like, I miss you, Mom. Miss you, Ma. I hope you're doing well. No answer from her. And then there's my brother, who she will ask for money from. And knowing my brother, he does well at his work, and he does well at keeping a stable lifestyle. He's happy, I'm happy. It's me and him think alike. Me, my boyfriend, and him think way alike. I thought of my boyfriend as, like, my second brother. It's like I didn't grow up with two siblings who are the opposite gender. It's like I grew up with mostly boys. And I told my brother that, and he's like, if you love him, go for it. And I'm like, it's not that I love him. It's more like another version of you is here with me without actually being here. And then when I grew to love my boyfriend, who is now my boyfriend, it came to a point where I was a shitty girlfriend. Because I don't know if you've heard the other previous recording, which I might delete in the future, was meeting Metro. And Metro and I, we did really well. But when I separated, I met who was the person who is now my boyfriend. And it got to a point where my feelings for him started to accumulate and grow into something more than just friends. And it was a lot. And considering all of the legal stuff, I'm not gonna drop anything about him. All I know is that, oh, well, all you guys need to know is that he's also a Marine. He's still active duty. He's like 2.5. Yeah. 2.5 years older than me. He's 25. Yeah, I know. It's like a one-up from Metro. 'Cause Metro is 21. I'm turning 23. And my current boyfriend is turning 26 next year. Oh, Lord. He doesn't look his age, okay? He doesn't. He looks way younger than he does his age. And he's very smart. Like, smarter than me. But he's goofy in the way I see myself. I see myself as, like, a really goofy, outgoing, very optimistic person. A very nice person. But sometimes he's not nice. Only when he needs to be. Which is with me and our kid. So yeah, having a baby has made me lose and gain relationships. And I don't know, it's been really, really, really hard. Another thing with my baby is that my boyfriend and I really wanted to have a baby shower. And baby showers are fucking expensive. But we wanted to have like a little party at our apartment. And the thing was, we have spoken about our baby shower for like the past few days. And on the Saturday, which was the day before we were going to have the party, we talked to everybody. Everybody were to come over and spend some time, play a little game, talk, socialize, that type of thing. We were going to order food. But then it came to Sunday. And I was quite very excited. I did my everything shower. I put on a nice dress. I did my hair all nice and pretty like I usually do. And then as time and time went on, nobody came. As it was previously said, I think my boyfriend can tell you all about it. But it was people from his shop, in supply, that were supposed to be invited and to come to our apartment to have a little socialization party. And then they're like, oh, we'll be back on Sunday. We're gonna see you on Sunday. And then they left on Saturday night. And Sunday rolls along and nobody comes. Everybody decides to go do their own thing, whether it's at the barracks or going to the fair, going to the zoo, that type of thing. Nobody has given a simple apology as to why they couldn't make it. Now, aside from that, the godfather of my kid, he actually texted my boyfriend as to why he couldn't make it. And he's like, I can't really make it. I have a thing with a friend that I can't really skip. I'm sorry, I'll probably just be there for, like, the birth of your kid. And we're like, okay, cool. The second godfather couldn't make it either because he was on leave. And he went home for, like, 2 weeks. He'll be back probably next week. The other person who was kind of invited, but not really. I don't know how he is outside of work. He couldn't make it. He was in Chicago with his family. So I would have loved a an explanation, per se, as to why you couldn't make my party, or to apologize for not making it when you said you could. And I don't know, I've just been very, like, salty and upset. Like, I've been pretty damn salty. Like, how hard is it to give a simple apology as to why you couldn't make my baby shower? Like, I invited you. I trusted you into my home. I let you guys stand in my hallway leading up to the entrance and the exit to my apartment. And you disrespect me by not coming when you said you were coming to my baby shower party. Like, what kind of bullshit is that? Like, I'm not one to be, like, a really salty person towards another person that I don't know. But I've met technically everyone, except the higher-ups, of my boyfriend's shop. I know how they are. I know who they are. I know them by their last names because, you know, military, yo. But the fact of the matter is, I've entrusted you around my child. I let you feel my tum-tum to feel him kick you guys in the hand and then have me cramp in pain. I let you get close to my son. I let you into my apartment, and yet you do this type of bullshit because you think it's okay. Now, with my friends that I have invited, most of them couldn't come because it's either the traffic was killing them, they had work, they had duty, or it was just a really far drive for them. And I'm okay. I do live 44 minutes away from the nearest naval base, so I don't blame them for not coming. Some of the friends that I did invite, though, they would have come, but they were also on leave. So it's kind of like a lot of... I have a lot of anger and a lot of stress, and I know it's not really good for the baby to feel that stress and to feel that anger, but it's what I'm feeling at the moment. And it just kind of, like, at this point, it just kind of hurts. Like, I want to be happy. I want a good future to look upon when my child comes into the world, because, you know, being a first-time mom is not easy. I saw a lot of videos, I've read a lot of books, I've consoled with previous parents that I'm friends with. Why? Because I like moms. I tried talking to my mom. It just, you know, it doesn't work. And think of this as like a little map of maturity of how much I matured today. Or, like, how much I matured during the last episode, I guess. The last few episodes before the D&D session started. And oh my god, what the hell? One second. Someone's fucking doing something with their car. I don't give a fuck. Anyways, I've matured a lot. Not to a certain point where I feel comfortable. I've matured in a way of accepting things that I don't particularly like, only because, like, it'll make me grow into a stronger, more mature person. I've learned to accept that I ruined friendships and that I'm responsible for most of the friendships that died, and that I'm trying to repair them. And if it doesn't work out, they will always have a place in my heart. They'll always have a place in my life that I cherish, and that if it comes to a point where they want to repair a friendship with me, I am willing to be open with that whole entire thing. And yeah, it's a learning experience, and like, I take a really long time to process and learn from that situation. So, yeah. Another thing is that it's okay to feel angry. If I bottle something up whether I'm sad or stressed or depressed or angry. I'm still angry. I want to be more open, and I want to talk about it. And I want to talk about it with my boyfriend. It's just harder. Like, he has a way of hiding things from me, and I respect it. If he doesn't want to talk about it, that's okay with me. If he wants to talk about it with his family, that's okay with me as well. But he also wants me to not hide and to talk about it. And he says all of the right things at the right time. And that's what I love about him. Me rushing into a relationship with Metro, however, I knew it was bad from the start. I will be a little bit open about my relationship with him. So before I got into a relationship, I was in a situationship, which I really don't really call a relationship per se, but I did have intimate moments with this other person. I won't say his name just for privacy's sake, but I will tell you that this other person that I was seeing, we had a lot of complications, and I mean a lot. Like, I would cry at work, I would hide my tears, I wouldn't talk to anybody besides him. He was very possessive. Like, he didn't allow me to talk with any men. Like, he felt like all the men was trying to get with me. And when me and Metro started seeing each other, it was more like a brother-sister type vibe. Like, I only saw him as, like, a really good friend. He was a really good listening ear. Like, I could talk my ears off, and he would just sit there and listen. And then I started getting talked about a lot in this other person's, like, department, which is not a good thing, I would say, because then they're like, oh, you sleep around, oh, blah, 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 blah. And it hurt me a lot to the point where I had to confront this person. I'm like, if you really like this person, you should, you know, get with them. And then he's like, I wouldn't get with them because I'm with you. And I'm like, we're not even dating, so I don't know what this is. And then the arguments broke into, like, a whole, like, other thing, I would say. Only because the way he was phrasing things, it made it so confusing as to, like, how to compile his feelings into one giant ball to throw at my face. And when we were intimate, it felt like there was nothing there. And I will say, I did kind of, like, blew him off and went to Metro and had an intimate moment with him. This was also during deployment. And not that I'm proud of it, but I did develop some intimate feelings and some, like, lovable feelings towards Metro, and that's why me and him started dating. It was after the fact. I can give you the exact fucking date because it's in my notes. Why it's in my notes, I don't fucking know. I don't know anymore. So January 25th at 15:36, which is about 3:36 in the afternoon, this was also a Wednesday, is when I broke it off with my situationship. But he also told me verbally, he verbally said that he didn't give a shit about me or my feelings to my friends instead of me. And I told myself, like, And then me and him said that we would remain friends, but I'm still sad because he continued to talk about me with his department. And then they saw me and they're like, hey, this person's talking about you. I don't know if you knew about it, but you're being talked about and we're just here to protect you. Like about 4 to 5 people came up to me and said, like, hey, they're talking about you. I just thought you should know. And that pissed me off a lot. And I'm like, we shouldn't be friends. So me and that other person, my situationship, we're not friends. And then how I got with my boyfriend was a little bit interesting because I flew from one place, had a layover in the other place, flew from that place to San Diego. Yes, I live in the California area. Ha ha ha. Great. Fantastic. Am I right? So Metro's friend who contacted him about an apartment, I would have a potential place to stay. But they live on Camp Pendleton. And it was a lot because I had never really explored the Camp Pendleton housing area. So they live in a house. And she told me, oh, I'm married. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And she's like, oh, I told my hubby that I'm having a guest over. I hope that's okay. I'm like, oh, no, that's okay. Take all the time you need. And at that time, I was also living on the USS Boxer, which is the LHD-4. It's an amphibious assault ship. It's a way different layout than what my previous ship was. And, like, not only was I not okay with how the berthing was, or, like, the sleeping quarters was, because it was way more cramped than I imagined. On my previous ship, it was a little bit spacious, a little bit bigger. There was more walking space than what the fuck this had. But I told somebody, I'm like, I'm not gonna be here for that long. I'm going to leave. I'm getting out of the Navy. I just need like a few days and then I'm out of here. And then when I went to the house, the van that I was in, it was a very messy van. Like, it was a red Chrysler van. Like, bitch, this was fucking dirty. And I met her and she seemed like the sweetest woman that I've ever met in my life. Like, she's so relatable. I can talk about shit with her and then she wouldn't care because she doesn't know these people. So I just talked her ear off. And then we went into the house. I moved into the cleanest room of the house and then everything smelled like cat piss. And dog shit, and dog piss, and everything related to animals, plus their shit, their food, and everything in between. Not that I didn't, like, have a problem with, like, animals. I just didn't know there was gonna be a fucking shit ton of animals. I'm used to having, like, 5 dogs, but not 11. like 11 animals plus like 2 crested geckos. I was never like a lizard person. I was more like a snake and arachnid type person. That's why I like the biters. So like there was so many animals. There was a lot of shit on the floor. There was cat piss embedded into wood. Like the wood floors, it was like an atrocious sight. And then I saw the kitchen. Oh my God, bitch. The kitchen was so bad. The kitchen was so, so bad. It was so bad. Now, knowing me, I don't let a kitchen go bad. I washed all of the dishes. I made sure that everything in the dishwasher was cleaned off. I made sure that every pot every pan, every baking supply was cleaned off and stored correctly into the cupboards. And then the man who is currently my boyfriend, previously the person living in the house with me, in comes her husband. Yes, you heard that right. The person, or the woman that I was living with, not really living with because she didn't really live in the house, her husband came in from work, got dressed into like civilian clothing so that he's comfortable, and then starts cleaning. Has not introduced himself to me. Don't know who this man is. I assumed like, oh, is that him? Is that your husband? And she's like, yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, it's okay. Like, I'll finish up what I need to do in here, and then we can like go out to eat. And then I met her lover. Yeah, this dude is a Navy chief. I think he's probably senior chief either this year or next. But I met her lover. And I'm like, oh, hi, are you like together with her? And oh, she's like, oh, yeah, this is my boyfriend. I'm like, but you're married. And she's like, yeah, but he doesn't really like me and I don't really like him. So, and then she goes on and I like meet this person and I'm like, oh, I don't know about this. So I continue to live in the house up until my separation, and I help clean around the house. I wipe down surfaces. I cook like a housewife. But yeah, I do all the necessary things. You hear the nail clipper. I'm sorry, my nails are bothering me. So yeah, I lived in a house with a married man up until like the middle of April all the way to early May. It got to a point where my relationship with Metro didn't really last long. 'Cause then like the brother-sister dynamic between me and this married man, who is now filing for divorce, by the way. Me and him have like a really good friendship, and I'm starting to have feelings for this man, and I can't tell him that. And turns out he had a crush or feelings for me, and I didn't know until he went on leave. So yeah, it's kind of like interesting that I fell in love with a married man, even though I was in a relationship. Don't I sound like a shitty person? Because I am. And because I was scared to lose Metro, well, I can't really hide who I have feelings for, you know? It's not healthy, it's not a good look, and I didn't like lying to him, but I lied to him anyways, because I told him that he was just a friend, and then I only saw him as a brother. And then the intimate feelings started, and I started having dreams and thoughts and things that I shouldn't think about a married man, but he was also feeling those things, and it came to a point where his wife found out, and she wasn't upset. She just reported everything to Metro in a text on Snapchat, and he's like, are you lying to me or not? Because I just need you to be honest. I said, I only saw him as a friend. I don't see him as anything else. And I just continued with this facade up until like May 1st, where he broke up with me over text because of the real reason I left the Navy. And I won't get into that because it's a really personal matter that I'm still trying to get over. But every time he mentions it, it just comes to a point where, like, he's still extremely mad at me that I didn't tell him. Because the reason why it was hidden was because I told him I was getting separated for mental health. And which was partially the truth, but the other truth wasn't revealed until someone on the goddamn ship blabbed, opened their fucking face hole and started blabbing about my past. And he was like using a scare tactic to tell me that I could get in trouble for the things you do, blah, blah, blah. And like at the time I was really vulnerable. I was like going through a breakup. I couldn't go to work. I was alone in the house. I couldn't really do anything until Mr. Man came home. And it kind of sucks because being vulnerable alone in a house and getting over a breakup, it just like, it puts a downer on things. Especially when like I'm asked asked to be friends with him. I'm supposed to be friends with somebody who just blamed me for getting out of the military on charges and other things, you know? And he's like, are you gonna be like upfront and honest with me, or are you gonna lie again? And sometimes the best thing I can do in that situation is to lie. And he's like, I just wanted you to be honest with me. And I'm like, I was honest with you, but the things you say, they push me to do something else. And he's like, that doesn't make any sense, blah, blah, blah. And then the complications of our relationship started to falter, and I just couldn't take it anymore. So when he broke up with me, I went into hysterics. Like, I started hysterically crying. I didn't sleep. I didn't eat. Of course, I cooked like a comfort meal that my mom would always make when I'm sad, like a chicken adobo. I miss chicken adobo so damn bad. So when that happened, I started cooking, and this man who's filing for divorce, aka my boyfriend, he's like, I need you to sit down. And I'm like, I'm not going to sit down. This chicken needs to cook, and then I'll go sit down with a bowl in my hand and eat. Like, he's like, I can tell that you're stressed right now, and I just need you to sit down and relax. I'm like, I can't. Like, it's a very painful experience to get broken up by text while this man is still on deployment. I did see him before everything, and he's like, I'm glad that you're happy, and I'm glad you're pregnant. And I'm like, thank you. That means a lot. And then, like, I don't talk to my former friend, the one that I assumed who was living in the house with me, who was not. And she lives with her lover. So she contacted my boyfriend, not recently, but semi-recently, that congratulations on her being pregnant, and then assumed that I was just getting fat because she doesn't believe that he could get anybody pregnant, which is kind of ass of her, but you know, it is what it is. And I didn't tell anybody yet that I was pregnant. I just told Metro. And Metro is connected with her and the husband. He doesn't really like the husband. Why? Because they have had a bad history together. And the reason why that Metro knows this woman is because they used to hook up on Bumble. Yeah. That's great. This is why you should never be, like, friends with your ex-fling, because, like, what if you go to them and then you blab about bullshit, you know? And, like, why would you tell the one person I told you not to talk to about my pregnancy? Like, hello? And he's like, I haven't talked to her in so long. I'm like, oh, so you're just gonna lie to me again? He's like, I didn't lie to you. And then we broke out into a explosive argument. At first, it started out pretty tame. He told me that he couldn't do it anymore and that us being friends is just, like, not it. I think I can find the text message. I know what's in here. I know what's in here. Because I sent it to somebody. Because it was on TikTok, motherfucker. Yes, I'm still looking for it. I gotta scroll everywhere. Okay, so this was on June 9th. I was staying with a friend in his apartment complex. Well, barracks / apartment complex. I said, what time for lunch are you thinking? Good morning. Hope lunch is still on the agenda tonight. So I'm guessing lunch and handoff isn't happening today because I'm going to take a nap. And if I don't hear back from you, then I'll know your answer. We'll figure it out tomorrow or something. So I was going to do a handoff with all of his, like, clothing that I recently took from him, his company hoodie, and the ring that me and him bought in Singapore. I'm not sawing into things. I'm just filing my nails. I'm sorry. I know what's in here. What the fuck, man? Hello? Hello? Weird as fucking shit at, man. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because he was, like, a really big part of my life, and he's still currently... Oh, I found it! So I sent him a video, I sent him a video of a parrot reaching his tongue into his owner's nose because I thought it was funny. This man texted me, I can't do this. Oh, sorry. He texted me on July 13th. I can't do this after everything that happened between us. I can't do friends because it's awkward for me and it's just a reminder every time that I'm just a weak person and I'm unable to let go. So it's time that I finally move on and get my life back together. I've already slowly repaired my life and I almost quit smoking and drinking. I'm getting a bike soon, finally. So there's a lot that I'm looking forward to, but to do so, I need to let this go. So this is my goodbye and please be safe. I told him that... I wish you the best and that I hope you stay safe and that everything I do, I'm going to keep checking on you every single time. And he's like, yes, I know. Look out for yourself, blah, 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 all that thing. And then the text from my boyfriend's ex-wife comes on. He's like, oh, congratulations on your baby. And I'm like, I did not want this woman to know about my pregnancy. So who else would have fucking told her? I didn't post it on any platform that I follow her on. So what the fuck? So I texted this man. I'm like, so you lied to me about not telling her about my pregnancy. And you just lied to me like 5 minutes ago. Like, what the fuck? Because he keeps reassuring me that I didn't talk, like, he didn't talk to her and anything like that. If I don't want somebody to know about my pregnancy, please respect that. And he's like, I didn't fucking lie. And then he got really upset and that now he's using F words at me. And then he's like, all I wanted you to do was be honest with me. And I'm like, bitch, you just fucking lied to me about telling somebody about my pregnancy. Like, excuse me? If I didn't want this person to know about my pregnancy, then I didn't want them to know. And it got to a point where it became a very explosive argument. And, like, my boyfriend and our now current roommate were sitting on the couch while this was happening. And I was reading everything out loud and fucking laughing like a hysterical woman. Like, I was fucking heated, but I was, like, not upset. I was, like, atrociously laughing. Like a troll laughing, bitch. So he wasn't the good guy that I was looking for. In the current relationship that I have right now, he's a pretty good guy. And I'm glad that I've met him. Under the circumstances that I've experienced with him, I'm just glad that, you know, he likes me for me and my stupidity and my weirdness. You know? Not a lot of people like that nowadays. It just kind of sucks. I didn't realize that this was a 50-minute episode. Okay, well, you've heard me ramble on for too damn long. Thank you for listening to me ramble. I will probably make another D&D episode. I have one that's pending for 5 hours. So that's a lot. Although it was a little bit of a quieter audio because there was a lot going on. Thank you for listening to me ramble. I'll probably give another update within the next few weeks or months or so. I'm not sure what my schedule would be for these episodes as of yet, but I will make sure that everything goes well and is planned and all that groovy stuff. Thanks for listening to me. I really appreciate each and every one of you. Except for the people that don't come to my fucking baby shower. Except my my ship friends who are unable to come. Everybody from my boyfriend's shop, if you are listening to this, fuck you. And I hope to get an apology from you soon. Good night, everyone.